Hi, it's Kate from The Junction, the creative producer, and I'm here post-jam after a really interesting night, and I'm here with some of our audience members. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I guess maybe we should just start by talking about some of the things that we've seen. Was there anything that stood out to anybody tonight, anything that we thought was kind of interesting or struck a chord?
Definitely Gamito for me. I've been following their work, just finding out about them a lot in the last couple of months, and seeing their development, it's been fantastic. I've loved watching them and can't wait to see the rest of it.
Fantastic. And that's what jam's all about. It's all about sort of showing you extracts of work and giving the audience the opportunity to kind of feedback and shape where it might go next. So we've sort of spoken about Gamito. I wonder if there's anything else that anybody else saw that
John Osborne sort of stole our heart, because it was just so nice to see a piece that was just completely honest, no frills, and just, I wanted to listen to him all day because he's just so likable. So I think he was brilliant. Really enjoyed that one.
He's a really amazing storyteller, isn't he? And
I
think the fact that he won that collection, he won John Peel's record collection, which is, I think, the best prize for anybody that likes music. And I think when you hear about somebody making a show about John Peel, you think it needs to be the right person. But when I knew it was John Osborne, I thought, okay, this could be really interesting. And he's done jam before, and it's really, really charming. And how about jam? How about the atmosphere of the night?
Fantastic.
I love it.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, I really love Amazing Food. It just made the night so perfect, because while this was setting up, you had them coming round, and there was something that always took your attention. You was never kind of left waiting for the next performance to start. I mean, with the feedback, that helped us really kind of give back to the performers what they were giving to us. I just found it amazing.
Absolutely, and Maison Fou are doing a few things at Sampled. They're in the walkabout, they did tonight a jam, and I think you're right, I think it's really important to have something that's going on in between. They're doing a beach hut installation, which will take place on the mezzanine, just now, take place just over there on the mezzanine. And they're doing a scratch, because we're doing a jam as part of Sampled as well. And it gave us the opportunity, really, just to talk to our audience about the Sampled Festival. I just wondered, having seen jam, and sort of having heard me talk a bit about the Sampled Festival, how that made you all feel as well.
Exciting, but a whole weekend of it, not just an hour or so of it. It's going to be a really good weekend. And I think the lineup's really exciting. There's a couple of names there, like Tim Kerr and Bryony Cummings, that I've seen before and love so much, and Ross Sutherland. And they're just wonderful performers, and it's going to be such a fantastic weekend just to be able to get bits and pieces of such diverse different performances.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Really nice to speak to you. Please enjoy jam. Hope to see you all at Sampled, and it will be, like you said, a kind of a big extended jam, lots of fun.